So let's review. A Gemara began by listing some of the Shmoina Asadav, the 18 halachas which were enacted in the attic of Hananiah ben Chizkiah when Beis Shammai outvoted Beis Hillel, as mentioned earlier. A Gemara began on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis by presenting a Mishnah that listed 9 of those halachas briefly, which the Gemara will then go on to explain in greater detail. Ditznan, Elu Poisel Nesta Truma. The following items are, by rabbinical decree, considered a Sheni L'Tuma, a second degree of Tuma, and would render truma unfit to be eaten when they come into contact with it, even though min haTorah they do not have this degree of tuma. 1. Ha'oichel oichel rishon, a person who eats food that is a rishon. 2. Va'oichel oichel sheni, a person who eats food that's a sheni. 3. V'hashoisa mashkin tameim, a person who drinks liquid which is tameh. 4. V'habaroishay v'ruboy b'mayim shuvin, someone who immerses in the mikveh and then bathes his head and most of his body in mayim shuvin, which is water which was collected in the vessel. 5. V'tar shenafla al roisha v'rubay shloisha lugan mayim sh'uvin, a pure person who pours mayim sh'uvin over himself. 6. V'hasefer, a Torah scroll or other kisvei HaKodesh, books of the prophets or writings. And 7. V'hayadayim, unwashed hands. V'hatful yoyim, a person who is tamei and immersed in the mikveh that day, he is not completely tar until sunset. The Gemara will later explain that the case of Tvul Yoyim should be omitted from this listing, because it is actually midrash, a biblical, and not one of the Yud Ches Dover. 8. Va'oichlin shenitmu b'mashkin, solid food which became tummy by touching tummy liquid. And 9. Va'hakelim shenitmu b'mashkin, a keli, a vessel, for example, a dish or a garment, which touches tummy liquid. The Gemara then goes on to explain each item and explains them. It begins by discussing the first two. Oichel oichel rishon, va'oichel oichel sheni, my time a gozer b'rabban tuma. According to the Torah, a person can never become a sheni. Now, what's the reason that the Rabban said that if a person eats food which is a rishon or a sheni, that he becomes a sheni? The Gemara answers, the zimnin da ochel oichel tamein. Now, because sometimes one might eat tamei foods and forgetfully take a drink of truma wine. Now, the wine would become tamei and forbidden to be eaten. However, now that the rabbi said that those tamei foods make the person tamei, he will stay away from all truma. The Gemara then says that the third halacha of Shaisa Mashkin Tameim was established for the same reason. A person might be drinking a Tamei drink and forgetfully take some Truma food to eat, disqualifying the Truma. To prevent this from happening, the Rabban said that the Tamei drink will make him Tamei so that he will stay away from all Truma. The Gemara then goes on to the fourth decree. The Gemara asks, what's wrong with bathing in Mayim Shuvim after you go to the mikvah? The Gemara answers, Shebetchila hayu toivlin b'meima oris mechunasin usruchim. And people used to immerse themselves in pools of water that had collected in caves which had a bad odor. After the mikveh, they would pour clean, drawn water on themselves to rinse themselves off. After a while, people mistakenly said, Loi eilu mitaran, ela eilu mitaran, that it was not the mikveh, but the water they had poured over themselves that made them tar. They thought that going into the pool beforehand was just a preparation. Therefore, the Rabban said that pouring water over oneself or bathing right after the mikveh renders one tamei again. The Gemara then says the reason for the fifth halacha of v'tahar shenafla roish v'ruba shloish lugan mayim shuvim, a tahar person who showers with 3 lugan of mayim shuvim becomes tamei, is because diloi ha lekayim ha. If not for this halacha, the one before it would not be upheld. People would not understand the difference. They would think that if it's okay to shower other times, it's also okay to shower after the mikveh. Therefore, the Rabban decreed that all showers renders one a sheni l'tumah in order to avoid that confusion. Moving on to number 6, v'hasefer. Why would food become tameh if it touches a Torah scroll? Now, Amram Mesharshir b'shabetchilohi metznin es oichel l'tumah etzel sefer Torah. People used to store their truma foods together with the Torah scrolls. They deemed it appropriate since ha'kodesh v'ha'kodesh, both the food and the scrolls are holy. However, mice would be attracted to the food and also damage the scrolls. In order to induce people to stop storing them together, gozru be'rabbanan tuma. The Rabbanan decreed that the sefer is considered a sheni l'tuma, and if they touch each other, the truma will become tameh. The Gemara next explains number 7, v'hayadayim. Why should unwashed hands always be considered sheni l'tuma? The Gemara explains, mebnei sheyadayim askon yisein. Since the hands are always active and are likely to become dirty without a person realizing it, if you then touch truma with your unwashed hands, you may get the truma dirty, which is disrespectful. To avoid this, the Rabban required you would wash your hands before touching truma by decreeing that hands are always considered tamei. The Gemara next discusses the 8th halacha. Va'oichlin shenitmu b'mashkin, solid food which became tamei by touching tamei liquid. The question is, how did this liquid become tamei? It cannot be a case of mashkin aboin machmas sheretz, where the liquid is a rishon l'tumah because it touched an av, for example, a sheretz, because deraisa ninu, the liquid would render the food a shein l'tumah on a biblical level. We don't need the rabbana to decree that the liquid will turn food into a sheini. It must be, says the Gemara, that the decree is in the case where the liquid touched a sheini, and it does not become tamei min ha-Torah. However, the decree was that the liquids do become tamei, as Rashi adds, based on the rule that even a shein l'tumah makes liquids that touch it a rishon l'tumah, which in turn make the solid foods that touch it a shein l'tumah. The Gemara explains the reason for this because gzeirim mishum mashkin haboy in mach masheret. And as Rashi explains, liquids easily become tamei since they do not need hechsher becoming wet before becoming tamei. Therefore, a kohen who has truma wine needs to be extremely careful to protect it from tumah. In order to make sure that they were careful, the Rabban decreed extra stringencies on liquids in general so that people get into the habit of giving their liquids an extra level of protection. The Gemara then explains the reason for the last of the halachas quoted in the Mishnah. Number 9. V'akelim shenitmu b'mashkin. A keli, a vessel, for example, a dish or a garment, which touches tamei liquid. According to the Torah, kelim cannot become a sheni. Now, why did the Rabban decree that they become a sheni if they touch tamei liquid? The Gemara answers, b'mashkin haboyin mach masheretz. Now, the case is where the liquid is rishon l'tumah because it touched a sheretz, an unclean animal, which is an av. The Rabban said that this liquid can make a keli, tamei, even though according to the Torah it does not. They did this because people were not being careful to protect their vessels from touching the liquid that came from a zav, which did make the vessels tamei. That was a problem when the vessels had truma in them because it made the truma tamei. So they decreed that all kelim become tamei if they touch any tamei liquid in order to get people in the habit of protecting their kelim from becoming tamei. The Gemara now pauses in its listing of the Yudches Dov, the 18 decrees, to analyze some of the first 9 just enumerated. We mentioned earlier that all of these decrees were enacted by the students of Hillel and Shammai. The Gemara asks, V'yidayim tamid Shammai v'Hillel gazer? Shammai v'Hillel gazer. Did the students of Hillel and Shammai decree that unwashed hands are given the status of a sheni? We have a braisa which says that it was Hillel and Shammai themselves who made this decree. After rejecting several possible explanations, the Gemara finally answers, Asu inhu gazer v'lekibla minayim. Hillel and Shammai did say this decree, but the decree was not accepted by the general population. Years later, the students decreed again, and this time it was accepted. The Gemara continues to question the fact that the students of Hillel and Shammai created this decree. Akati Shleima Gazer, long before Hillel and Shammai lived, Shleima Melch, King Solomon, already made this decree. The Gemara answers, Also Shleima Begazer Lekachim. Shleima indeed did make this decree, but only regard to Kachim's sacrificial offerings. He decreed that if you want to eat kachim, which has the highest level of holiness, you must wash your hands first. The students of Hillel and Shammai then applied it to Truma as well.